Now the news. I'm Shane Bickham. Chinese President Xi Jinping's called for strengthening mutual trust and promoting high-quality cooperation with Vietnam. He made the remarks when meeting Vietnamese National Assembly Chairman Vuong Dinh-hui in Beijing. Xi Jinping says defending the socialist system and maintaining national stability and development are the common interests of the two nations. He said they should work together for a China-Vietnam community with a shared future. Chairman Vuong Dinh-hui said China is a strategic priority. He said Vietnam's National Assembly is willing to maintain close exchanges with China's National People's Congress and play a positive role in consolidating the friendship between the two sides. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Mario Foundation President Elaine Mario and his wife in Beijing. The foundation's an independent organization dedicated to fighting infectious diseases in developing countries. President Xi said he appreciates the foundation's work in supporting China's health undertakings. The Chinese president highlighted current global health challenges amid geopolitical conflicts. He said China is willing to enhance high-level exchanges with France. President Xi also welcomed the foundation to deepen cooperation with China. Elaine Mario said his foundation will play an active role in promoting bilateral cooperation in the health sector. This year marks the 60th anniversary of the establishment of China-France diplomatic ties. The Chinese Ministry of Finance says China and the U.S. have agreed to promote the healthy and stable development of economic relations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held talks with Chinese Premier Li Qiang in Beijing and Vice Premier He Lifeng in Guangzhou. She also met with Finance Minister Lan Fo'an and People's Bank of China Governor Pan Gongsheng in Beijing. Yellen reaffirmed the United States is not seeking to decouple from China.
During conversations this week, I underscored again that the United States does not seek to decouple from China. Our two economies are deeply integrated, and a wholesale separation would be disastrous for both of our economies. Even as we take action to diversify our supply chains, we seek to preserve the broader trade and investment relationship that can benefit American workers and firms.
The two sides agreed to jointly implement the important consensus reached by the two heads of state. They also vowed to create a favorable environment for two-way trade and investment activities. China welcomes the U.S. statement that it has no intention of seeking decoupling from China and hopes that the U.S. will stop sanctions and restrictions on Chinese companies. It was agreed that the economic and financial working groups of the two countries will meet in Washington, D.C. in mid-April. Meantime, they'll continue to hold exchanges on issues of mutual concern. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, plus China, South Korea, and Japan, are expected to achieve 4.5% economic growth in 2024. An economic surveillance organization made the assessment in its regional report. China's economy is forecast to grow 5.3% this year, up from 5.2% in 2023. The report suggests that the steady growth demonstrates the resilience of the Chinese economy. The report also predicts that, in the medium to long term, ASEAN and the East Asian region's economy is expected to remain the main driver of the global economy. The ASEAN Plus 3 Macroeconomic Research Office was established in 2011 in Singapore. Russia says more than 10,400 houses across western Siberia, the Volga region, and the Central Federal District have flooded. The Ministry of Emergency Situation said more than 6,100 people have evacuated from the severely affected Orenburg region. Authorities have set up temporary accommodation centers. The Orenburg regional government said the peak of the flood is expected on April 10th. China's earmarked 174 million yuan, or about 24 million U.S. dollars, to support drought relief in Yunnan and Sichuan provinces. The disaster relief funds will help to ensure the safety of drinking water and agricultural irrigation in the drought-affected areas of the two provinces. The China Meteorological Administration said the drought is likely to persist in the two provinces with higher temperatures, and it's urged for strengthened water resource management. China's deepest geothermal exploration wells completed drilling in Hainan. Petrochemical giant Sinopec said the well reached a depth of 5,200 meters. The successful drilling of the well will help to improve the large-scale development and utilization of geothermal resources in the region. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.